It's the 4040 Project, celebrating 40 years of public radio in Mid-Missouri and 40 communities in Mid-Missouri and beyond. I'm Darren Helwedge. When the Fink Theater opened in California, Missouri in 1885, it was as an opera house. Many top performers of the day, including Blind Boone, would perform there. In 1937, it was remodeled and reopened as a movie theater, operating as the Ritz Theater until 1978. A similar story in a lot of theaters and a lot of towns ends either with the theater being divided up into retail space or torn down. But the story of the Fink Theater is one that demonstrates why California is different from a lot of towns. Local attorney Gail Hughes has been a part of the group helping refurbish the Fink Theater.
Well, some 20, 25 years ago, there was an organizational form, the California Progress, Inc., and they have a lot of projects in the community. If I had time to take you around and show you the library, the historical museum, all were projects of CPI. And they've raised probably in the area of $5 million in this community, a small community of 4,000 people. So there's a lot to be proud of. And many of the things that we see here were the result of volunteer labor. And so that, too, is a sense of pride. If we could parade the people through here that did the work, you and I would be here most of the afternoon.
Generations of California residents will have memories of seeing movies at the old theater, from some of the classics of the day to more lighthearted fare. There's an ad in the lobby advertising a film featuring Donald O'Connor and Francis the Talking Mule.
Well, then why aren't you doing something about it?
I am. I'm telling you.
Me? Why?
You know what section you're in?
Well, certainly. I'm in G2, intelligence.
Then don't sound so all-fired surprised when I give you some.
And Gail Hughes tells us that the spirit of that old theater lives on today in the Fink Theater of California.
These are the seats that were put in here at that time. Art Deco lighting around the side. A balcony where, if you were a teenager, was a lovely place to sit and enjoy the movie. So it has a lot of history. And people will come to the theater and they'll begin to share stories. Well, when I was a teenager, when I was so-and-so, I sat on the front row, or that was my seat in the balcony.
The restoration of the Fink Theater is something in which California takes a lot of pride, and it's pretty unique for this community. Gail Hughes says maybe that shouldn't be the case.
It's a thing that a lot of communities need to do. There's a lot of old theaters out there that need to be restored. A lot of buildings that have historical value, instead of tearing those buildings down, they need to be part of the community and restore the community to its original beauty. And I think California, as I said, has several like that we've done it with.
You can see more of the architectural beauty of the Fink Theater and more of California, Missouri at our website, kbia.org. For the 4040 Project, I'm Darren Helwedge in California, Missouri.